people with cystic fibrosis are living longer than they used to, as doctors have found better ways to treat the disease. But a study out this week finds that people in Canada who suffer from cystic fibrosis are living, on average, 10 years longer than people in the U.S. For more now on why that is, Eric Budman joins us. He's a reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. It's good to have you back, Eric.
Thanks so much for having me.
So 10 years longer in Canada, why?
The study doesn't technically say why, but they put forth three hypotheses that are pretty compelling.
And the most compelling one to you?
The most compelling reason is the differences in health insurance in each country.
Meaning that Canadians all have access to national health insurance.
Yes. And there was no difference in the risk of death between Canadians and Americans who are on private insurance. But when you look at those Americans who are on Medicare and Medicaid, they are more likely to die. So their risk of death is higher than Canadians. And that gap is even greater for Americans who are uninsured.
Okay. So basically, it's access to care and the kind of care that you have access to that matters here. Beyond insurance, we can come back to insurance in a second, but beyond insurance,
sure.
Were they tracking folks with milder forms of cystic fibrosis that might have skewed their data a little bit?
So they actually took that into account. That was, in some ways, the impetus for this study, because they first noticed this gap in 2011, and they thought, well, we better control for any possible demographic differences. But they did have two other hypotheses as to why this gap might exist. And one has to do with a high-fat diet that was implemented in Canada before it was in the U.S., and that turns out to confer some survival advantage. And another is that Canadians with cystic fibrosis tend to have better access to lung transplants than Americans.
Right, and of course the lungs are under attack, a severe attack in patients who suffer from cystic fibrosis. So let's come full circle here, because it seems like it comes back down to quality and access to care. I mean, that seems to be a very logical conclusion. So what conclusions or lessons do the researchers draw from this?
I mean, it's maybe not all that surprising, but the better access to care you have, the more likely you are to survive with a deadly disease. And some of the researchers pointed out that right now it's important to be expanding access to care as opposed to cutting back on access to care.
I'm curious, were there major ways that treatment in Canada differs from the United States? I mean, are we saying that because of Canada's system of national health that people suffering from cystic fibrosis were able to get medical care earlier and more consistently?
So it looks like Americans are actually, on average, diagnosed earlier. And so it is sort of this conundrum that's going on.
So, I mean, in other words, Americans are getting diagnosed earlier, but it's a real patchwork in terms of how much their insurance, if they have it, is going to pay for the care they need.
Yeah. Although this study, you know, it's really a first step, and it can't explain all of the differences in the access to care.
I see. But we are seeing a major difference, though, in life expectancies. I mean, a decade is enormous.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest survival gaps that's seen between Canada and the United States. Even researchers who've seen similar trends say that this is stunning.
Well, Eric Budman is a reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Eric, many thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much for speaking with me.